Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is The Emperor's Seeds, an adaptation of the ancient Asian folktale by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Chris O and his son Aaron and their family, Oslo and Miranda and their family, Corey and Kieran and their family, and Solomon and his family. Thank you so much, Solomon, Kieran, Corey, Miranda, Oslo, Aaron, and Chris. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. Our Patreon subscribers also gain access to a special commercial-free feed with all of our past episodes on it, and you can get it for pledging as little as $1 a month. The feed works with any podcast player, and you can email us if you need help setting it up. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Emperor's Seeds. A long time ago, during one of the forgotten dynasties of India, an emperor was growing very old. His legs creaked when he walked. His hair was as pale as a piece of paper. Every breath he took seemed to rustle around in his chest like the wind through an Ashoka tree. But, for all that, his mind was still sharp as a tiger's claws. His wit and wisdom were the pride of the empire, envied far and wide. So, it was up to him to solve a very big problem. He had no kids, which meant he had no princes or princesses, which meant he had no one to rule after he was gone. It was the biggest worry of the emperor and his people. He was, after all, very old. So the emperor sat and stroked his luxuriant white beard, as he always did when he was deep in thought. He needed a way to pick the next emperor, but how to do it? Should he pick the strongest? The smartest? The kindest? What was the most important quality for an emperor to have? What should he test? He thought and thought and thought so long his beard grew an inch. He thought so long a baby hawk was laid and hatched and flew from the nest. He thought so long that monsoon season came and went and babies learned to crawl and walk and all his people were crazed with worry and fear. And then, at long last, he thought of the perfect test. He ordered his scholars and generals and yogis to go forth and find the most promising children in the land. They were brought to the palace, 20 in all, a mix of boys and girls, all wondering what they had been summoned for.
"Your home has need of you," the emperor proclaimed when they had gathered in his throne room. "I am old and will not live forever. I need a new emperor to carry on in my place. One of you will be that new emperor."
He motioned with one hand and a line of servants filed into the hall. Each one held a golden box, so small you could hide it in your fist. They stopped in front of the children, moving in perfect harmony.
"There is but one simple test," the emperor said,
and the servants offered out the boxes to the children.
"In your box you will each find a pinch of orchid seed. Return home, plant the seeds, and grow your flower. Be sure to tend them carefully. The orchid is delicate, slow, and fickle as the wind. It requires a gentle hand, a patient heart, and an attentive mind."
The children took the boxes, clutching them tightly.
"Now return home and sow your seeds. The first day of winter, return to the palace with your best flower. Thus shall I choose the next emperor."
The children returned to their homes, each carrying their seeds and a small clay pot. They made quite a sight, and word of the test soon spread through the land. They would have a new emperor, a young emperor. It was all anyone could think about. Everyone in the land was happy, except for young Aziz. Aziz was one of the children chosen by the emperor for the test. He was the youngest chosen, and the poorest as well. Where the other children had walled gardens, Aziz had a patch of dirt he had stolen from the chickens. Still, he planted his pinch of seeds carefully, picking a spot with just the right amount of sun. For the rest of that long season, Aziz tended his seeds carefully. He watered them every day and sheltered them from the bruising rains. He carried stones and built a wall to keep the chickens away. On the advice of an old yogi in his village, he even sang to his seeds so they might enjoy his voice.
Grow, grow, my little seeds. I'll get you water, tend your needs. I'll keep the chickens all away and show you sunshine every day. Grow, grow.
Truly, Aziz was as gentle and patient and attentive as anyone could hope to be, but nothing seemed to be growing. Worried he had been lax, Aziz tried even harder. He barely ate. He barely slept. He devoted all his days to the growth of his seeds so that he might prove himself worthy of being emperor. And at the end of his long efforts, still, nothing grew. When the first day of winter came, Aziz looked at his empty clay pot with misery. He would never be chosen. He would never be anything. He thought about staying home, just forgetting the whole thing, but he knew they would only send someone to fetch him. So, heaving a heavy sigh, he picked up his empty pot and started the long walk to the palace. The road was well kept and guarded, so he had no trouble. At points, it was even beautiful. The sides of the road were lined with walls of trees or flowers. As he neared the palace, he came to a patch of orchids, all of vibrant purple, just beginning to bloom. It made him feel sick. He had tried his very best with his orchid seeds, and they hadn't so much as sprouted. And here, in the wild, unattended and uncared for, these orchids were breathtakingly beautiful. A dark thought occurred to Aziz. He could take the most beautiful of the wild orchids and move it to his empty pot. No one would know, and he would have a chance to be emperor. He looked to his left, then to his right. There was no one else on the road. He reached for a slender orchid, so beautiful it took his breath away. As his fingers brushed the stem, Aziz froze. This was wrong, he realized. It was cheating. If he couldn't grow an orchid with the emperor's seeds, then he didn't deserve to rule a garden, never mind the whole empire. He sighed sadly, letting his hand fall. It was hard, but Aziz knew in his heart he was doing the right thing. Empty bucket hanging loosely in his grip, he continued on to the palace. When he arrived, he was ushered into the throne room. Unlike last time, it was full of people. Thousands had packed themselves into the giant chamber, all eager to witness history. Most of the other children were already there as well, and the rest arrived soon after. Before long, all 20 were standing in a row. In front of each child was their clay pot. 19 of the pots had orchids so beautiful they'd bring a tear to your eye. The 20th pot, Aziz's pot, was empty. He was bright red with embarrassment. The crowd cheered as the emperor entered and tottered over to his throne. Waving for quiet, he looked down at the children. His eyes moved from pot to pot. "Excellent work, all of you," he said, but Aziz saw the emperor's eyes pause on his empty pot. "And now I shall choose the new emperor. But first, I need to tell you the true nature of the test." The crowd fell silent. The children looked at one another, confused. "As you know, each of these children was given a pinch of healthy seeds, or so they thought. In reality, the seeds had been boiled, sterile, and would never grow, no matter what was done to them." Aziz looked up, eyes wide. Could it be? "What an emperor needs, above all else, is integrity." And now it was the other children's turn to look embarrassed. All 19 of them looked at the ground, guilty. "Integrity means telling the truth, even when it's hard,"
Integrity is doing what's right, even when no one is looking. Especially when no one is looking. Integrity is moral strength, and before me, I see one child with strength enough to move mountains. Aziz, you are the only one who did not cheat the test. You are the only one who dared come before me with an empty pot. And you, Aziz, will be our next emperor. The crowd roared, and Aziz felt himself being swept up and paraded around the room. They chanted his name. He had become the emperor after all. And all these long years later, all over the world, people still tell the tale of Aziz the Honest and the Emperor's Seeds. The End. Today's story, The Emperor's Seeds, was adapted by Daniel Hines and performed by me, Amanda Weldon, with a song by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.